the morning fog rolled in to the port of Old St. John, and the ship from Argentina rolled in too. Come to pick up heavy water to keep the junta ticking, but for one long day that cargo couldn't get through, because a picket line was forming at the harbor gate with a message for two governments that couldn't wait. And the longshoremen who came to work to start their shift at nine, not one crossed that picket line. They said, we don't care about our wages and we don't care about the boss. When your brothers and sisters are dying, there's lines you just don't cross.
No hot cargo for Argentina, no hot cargo for Argentina, no hot cargo for Argentina.
Well, it heard that in Argentina, the unions had been crippled. No right to strike and their soldiers in control. But leaders like Piccinini are locked away in prison, and each day the torture chambers take their toll. And the government of Canada just shuts its eyes and says there's business deals we've got to finalize. There's a market for reactors and we long to see it grow, but for one long day the St. John people said no. They said, we don't care about our wages and we don't care about the boss. When your brothers and sisters are dying, there's lines you just don't cross.
No hot cargo for Argentina, no hot cargo for Argentina, no hot cargo for Argentina.
Well, a list of 17 prisoners were sent to Buenos Aires with demands for their release immediately. And it looks like Argentina needed heavy water badly, 'cause 3 days passed and seven were set free. And the fishermen and the railway clerks who walked that picket line should have our heartfelt thanks for giving Ottawa a sign that although our glorious leaders may be morally threadbare, some workers in this country really care.